45 people were killed when fires tore through the town of Marysville, 99 kilometres northeast of the Victorian state capital Melbourne. The picturesque town was a popular tourist destination, but the majority of its buildings were crushed by the onslaught of an unprecedented firestorm that advanced with such speed and ferocity and gave many residents little chance of survival. For 6 weeks, Marysville has been sealed off as investigators look for signs of arson, while forensic teams had the gruesome task of searching for victims among the charred wreckage of homes, businesses and cars. Residents have finally been allowed to return. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Kieran Walsh says the forensic investigations in Marysville are over.
That's in excess of 4,000 buildings and structures that we've searched in the last couple of weeks. So it's been a massive exercise to get that done. We're comfortable now that we've located and recovered all human remains.
Marysville became a symbol for the destruction of the February 7th bushfires, a once vibrant community reduced to dust. Merin Guest left Marysville to attend a party in Melbourne with her husband before the flames struck on that terrible Saturday, and have only just been allowed to return to what's left of their home.
It's just a whole lot of corrugated metal from the roof and a few chimneys, and that all that was left at our place when we went in, it was completely flattened. I just had this huge sense of, oh, thank goodness, we can now start to move forward.
More than 200 people died in the disaster, which left 10,000 residents homeless in Australia's worst ever bushfire disaster. A judicial inquiry is investigating the causes of the blazes and the responses of the emergency services. Many outbreaks in fire-prone southeast Australia are sparked by lightning, while criminologists estimated that half of all bushfires are started deliberately by arsonists. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.